USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A White House coronavirus advisor says we're not out of the woods quite yet, despite vaccines being administered more quickly.
We're not there yet, and it would be such a shame to take our foot off the gas too early.
Senior advisor Andy Slavitt says the increase in the UK variant across the country could be the cause of another case spike in the coming weeks. A massive winter storm is affecting millions of Americans across the country, and the federal government is doing what they can to help.
President Biden on Sunday approved an emergency declaration for many states as winter storms stretch through the U.S. States of emergency have been declared in Alabama, Oregon, Oklahoma, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, and Texas. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Bry.
Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in place for more than two dozen states from Maine to Texas. USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA and their efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
The National Guard could be deployed in Washington, D.C. until the fall. The National Security Council is asking the Defense Department to plan for support after the current deadline of March 12th. Additionally, there is no timeline when the U.S. Capitol fence will come down. Lisa McLean is a Republican from Michigan. She sits on the House Armed Services Committee.
Myself and several of my colleagues have asked Nancy Pelosi for a briefing as to why do we need these troops here, and we have received zero information, zero. It's amazing to me that she can do this without any disclosure, without any information, and just continue to spend money with no briefing.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Puerto Rico is looking to transition from a U.S. territory to an official state. The Puerto Rican governor expecting a bill to be brought up in the House in mid-March. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo facing heat from Democrats and Republicans.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing increasing pressure to resign following an aide's admission that the state covered up the true death toll due to COVID in the state's nursing homes. Some have also questioned whether the death toll was worsened by a decision to try to ease pressure on the state's hospital system by barring nursing homes from refusing to take on people who had COVID-19. New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin questions that decision, telling Fox News that it was unnecessary because of the resources the federal government was making available.
President Trump, the administration had sent the USNS Comfort. Because the Javits Center became this massive field hospital, there was no reason to be placing all of these infected patients with healthy nursing home residents. Governor Cuomo had already stated his awareness that coronavirus was so deadly for seniors. So it wasn't like this nursing home directive came before Governor Cuomo was publicly telling New Yorkers that there was this increased issue for seniors.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Minneapolis City Council has reversed course and unanimously approved $6.4 million to hire dozens of police officers. The move comes after the city experienced a spike in violent crimes. In December, the council had voted to remove $8 million of police funding and expand to a mental health crisis response team and violence prevention. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.